1977 was last year, 1978 is?
This year.
All right. If a child has just had his third birthday, you'd say he's how old?
3 years old.
All right. If something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly?
A year ago today.
Okay. You might look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
All right. On a day like today, when the sun is shining and there are very few clouds, you say it's what kind of day?
Gorgeous. Beautiful. Spring.
Okay. Suppose it's not spring.
Spring. Beautiful day.
All right. What about the opposite kind of day, like yesterday? That's what kind of day?
Well, I would say it's rainy or stormy or dreamy.
If it's not raining or storming, it just looks like it might.
Overcast.
All right. If it has been fair and then the clouds are coming in and you expect rain, you say the weather is doing what?
Changing.
That always means from good to bad, to say changing?
Weather's changing. Yes, it does. Yeah.
All right. Well, what if it's the opposite then and it's been bad?
Clearing.
All right. Did you ever hear anything like fairing off?
For the weather?
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, no.
Okay. Let's see, we did those. If there was a lot of wind during the night, you would say all night long the wind
blew.
And the wind has
blown.
And the wind will
blow.
Okay. If the wind is coming from the direction of Florida, how would you describe it? The wind is?
I'd say it's coming from the south. It's a southerly wind.
All right. And then the if a wind were halfway between south and east, you'd say it was?
A southeaster. Southeastern wind, I suppose.
All right. Halfway between south and west?
Southwestern.
Halfway
northern, west. Northeastern, and northwestern.
Okay, good. Let's see. We talked about that. If there's no rain for weeks and weeks, you'd say we're having a?
Drought.
Is there a different term if it's just a very short period of time, just a few days?
Dry spell.
What would the cutoff point be between dry spell and drought?
Drought means crops, grass, things are dying.
Mm-hmm.
People are suffering. People are losing money. Farmers mm-hmm. and such are losing money.
Mm-hmm. The wind has been very gentle and is gradually getting stronger. You'd say it's doing what?
It's getting windy. It's getting breezy.
And if it has been very strong and it's now getting weaker, it's doing what?
The wind is dying down.
All right. On a morning in the fall where it's not really cold, but you need a sweater, you'd say it's a little
chilly.
Okay. Anything else for that?
Brisk.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you might say last night we had a
freeze or a frost.
Is there a difference?
Frost usually means a slight freeze.
Mm-hmm.
30,
mm-hmm.
32, something like that. But yeah, to enough to cause the appearance of frost, the visible appearance of frost.
Mm-hmm.
A freeze usually has a sense of more severe.
Is there anything, a special name for a freeze that's extremely severe?
A hard freeze.
Okay. It was so cold last night that the lake did what?
Freeze, froze, frozen.
Okay. And this I should have asked when doing rooms of the house and forgot. If you were discussing the height of a room, you'd say the room is approximately, the ceiling is how high?
Oh, 8 feet.
Okay. Let's see. If the door were open and you didn't want it to be, what would you tell someone?
Please close the door.
What might you say rather than close?
Please shut the door.
Okay. Is there any difference in your mind? Is there a situation in which you wouldn't say, shut the door?
Close is just a little bit less harsh.
Mm, all right.
It's all to my ear.
What would you call horizontal boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other?